Watch, armed men allegedly storm Colorado apartment building crawling with Venezuelan gang members. By Amy Furr on August 29, 2024. A group of armed men is accused of breaking into an apartment unit, as Venezuelan gang members have reportedly overrun the building in Aurora, Colorado. The alleged incident happened earlier in August, shortly before a shooting that left one person severely injured at the complex, the Edge at Lowry, the New York Post reported Thursday. Fox 31 Denver reporter Vicente Arenas shared video footage of the alleged break-in, which shows several young men carrying firearms as they approach apartment 301. One of the men knocks on the door several times before someone inside opens it. One man among the group then appears to enter the apartment. A separate clip taken at a different time shows two men bashing the lock of a unit with a tire iron inside the same housing complex, where migrants have moved in, the Post article said, noting that residents are frightened by such activity, and the violent incidents apparently began happening when the migrants arrived. Aurora City Council member Danielle Jarinski has been speaking out about the arrival of people who allegedly belong to the Venezuelan prison gang known as Tren de Aragua. The so-called sanctuary city of Denver has been grappling with a growing migrant population, which has apparently spilled over into Aurora, with some of those individuals being gang members. Directly east of Denver, Aurora has seen a flood of migrants itself, and crimes attributed to Tren de Aragua, a prison gang originating in the Aragua region of Venezuela, the outlet said. On August 13, city officials in Aurora closed down a large apartment building due to rival claims regarding landlord abuse and a hostile takeover by the Tren de Aragua gang, Breitbart News reported. The outlet continued. Since 2021, roughly 40,000 illegal migrants have flooded into Denver and its surroundings, including Aurora, because the local Democratic mayor promised sanctuary, free housing, and economic aid. The inflow has been welcomed by the employers, landlords, and grocers, who gain from the imported extra workers, renters, and consumers. Biden's surge has pushed up housing prices, making it even more difficult for migrants, and many Americans, to earn a living. The evicted migrants were paying $1,200 per month for one-room apartments, even though many could not work legally. In February, the Town Council of Monument, Colorado, unanimously voted to remain a non-sanctuary city after the Denver mayor admitted that the flood of migrants was straining his city, according to Breitbart News.